From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today in Florida, a sports championship got underway, not football or baseball, but U.S. cricket's version of the World Series. Cricket hasn't taken off here in the States, though that could change thanks to Little League cricket camps. From member station WABE, Shamil Ahmed takes us to one camp in Atlanta.
Cricket's a lot like baseball, but not really. The game is longer and more technical, but there's one simple thing that will keep kids focused on the game. That's what Anand Tumala tells his kids at the Little League cricket camp.
That is the most important aspect of cricket. Keep your eyes on the
ball.
Keep your what on the ball?
There are 40 or so kids, mostly of Indian descent, here. There are drills in pitching, batting, and fielding. The youngest kids are standing in a crooked line. It's the second week of camp, and they've already claimed their favorite positions.
My name is Harmon. I'm from Atlanta, and I like to bowl.
My name is Rohan, and I like to bat.
My name is Tana Singh, and I'm from South Africa, and I like to wicketkeep.
Harmon Singh Sewer, Rohan Soni, and Tyron Lessing are the baseball equivalents of a pitcher, batter, and catcher. A typical one-day cricket game can go on for more than 7 hours. Unlike baseball, the batter runs with the bat and fielders don't use gloves. But to really understand the difference between cricket and baseball, ask 7-year-old Rohan Soni.
In cricket, there's a harder ball and there's a bigger bat. And instead of 4 bases, there's 2 bases. You run up and down. There's like a 1-run, 2-run, 3-run, a 4-run, and a 6-run, which is a home run in baseball.
It's a little unusual these kids are learning cricket in the U.S., by some estimates, fewer than 200,000 people play the sport here, despite its popularity in many other countries. Peter Della Penna is one of the few journalists who covers cricket in the States. He says most people who play the game here are adults who learned it in another country.
Compared to other U.S. sports like peewee, ice hockey, and Pop Warner football, and Little League baseball, where those playing numbers at the youth level dwarf the adult playing numbers, you don't have that in cricket. 90% of the people who play amateur cricket in the U.S. are adults.
He says high school leagues in New York City, university clubs, and little league camps could increase the game's popularity. But practically all of the kids at this Atlanta Academy are here because their fathers played the game. Manjeet Singh Soor takes his 9-year-old son to the camp.
Cricket runs in our family. My dad used to play for a club in India. My brother, he played up to a certain level. I used to play for Bihar Cricket Association back in India.
He doesn't expect his kid to turn pro. He just wants him to be active and maybe someday play at a bigger level, like the senior nationals, which start today in Florida. For NPR News, I'm Shamil Ahmed in Atlanta.